Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us this morning as once again we face the issues. May I remind us, as we bring these issues to you, it's done for a purpose, that it might motivate you, inspire you, challenge you, encourage you to become salt and light in the society in which we're living. Jesus said that we're to be salt and light. Salt is a preservative, and light illumines the darkness. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me challenge you in this broadcast today in particular. I'm going to call on you at the close of the broadcast to make some notes, write some phone numbers down, and do some telephone calling. I believe it's imperative that we as Christians become involved. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so not based on some ideological philosophy. We do so not based on denominational dogma or some spurious theological belief. We do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Truth is what we're after. Truth is the centrality of the word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He said that to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. And then Jesus made a very affirming, dogmatic, clear, decisive statement when he said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, when we are wanting truth, just simply go to the word of God. What does the word of God say in relationship to truth? It is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk about today a subject that I don't know about you, but it is frightening, concerning to me. And the lead article in the newspaper on Friday, the headline on Friday's newspaper, the local Florida Times Union, had an article that stated very clearly and decisively, very definitively, "Dennis calls for decriminalizing pot." That's Garrett Dennis. Garrett Dennis is District 9, I believe it is, city councilman here in Jacksonville. And in the Florida Times Union, the article talked about the bill that he has introduced in city council. Ladies and gentlemen, it's imperative that we as citizens of Jacksonville, especially as a moral, ethical, conservative Christian, that we stand up to city council and say no to this proposed legalization of pot in our city. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough in the state of Florida that we passed by an overwhelming vote on a referendum in November 2016. We passed a referendum that allows the legalization of so-called medical marijuana in the state of Florida. Well, we've got pot shops all over our city now as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen. And these pot shops are allowing, I believe, the illegal sale. When I say illegal, it should be illegal for any drugs to be sold. And I'll point out to us in a few moments in this broadcast with the statistical data that I've gathered on this subject. But these pot shops should not be next to schools and next to churches, and there should be a limitation on how many. We have major, major pot growers right here in our city that have received the contracts and the authorization to grow pot. It's bad enough to have that under the guise of medical marijuana. But ladies and gentlemen, do you realize now that as of January, February of this year, our legislators allowed the modification of the medical marijuana laws so that a person can puff it, that is to smoke, inhale, by e-cigarettes or by other methodologies, can inhale marijuana on the premise that it's supposed to be for medical marijuana. But this goes beyond that. This goes beyond that. It's horrific enough to see the increasing number of the pot shops in our city, all under the legal shield of medical marijuana. But the pot lobbyists evidently have gotten to City Councilman Garrett Dennis, and I say that very poignantly, very positively, very directly, that I believe the lobbyists, the pot lobbyists, have bought Garrett Dennis. I believe that he's in the pocket of the pot lobbyist in our city, and perhaps other city councilmen. I don't know who's co-sponsoring that bill with him, but perhaps there are other co-sponsors on it, and I'd say the same thing for them. Show me the money trail. Show me your benefit for introducing this horrific legislation in our city. But the pot lobbyists evidently have gotten to these in our city. Ladies and gentlemen, we can watch the exponential increase of this in Jacksonville, Florida, if this continues in the direction that it now seemingly is headed. Garrett Dennis is the one that's spearheading this move now. According to the Florida Times Union, in the May 10th issue, this is just last Friday, Dennis, that's Garrett Dennis, introduced legislation in the city council that will, quote, decriminalize pot in our city. If this bill is passed, ladies and gentlemen, it would eliminate criminal penalties for recreational use of marijuana. Don't you dare be deceived by it. He's saying it's just for up to an ounce. Well, an ounce of marijuana can be major, major, major. They had it on, I believe it was on Channel 4 News the other night. I believe it was either Saturday night or Sunday night, showing just how many, what they call rolled cigarettes, pot cigarettes, blunts as they're called, how many it would be. And it was about a dozen or so of them. And ladies and gentlemen, this would be the opening of Pandora's box for the legalization in the city of Jacksonville, 840 square mile city. It would legalize, ultimately redound to the legalization of recreational marijuana. I wonder just how much money was paid or promised to be contributed to Garrett Dennis to introduce such a horrific, demonic bill. Remember, Nance, Garrett Dennis, that back when the shooting recently took place in the landing at about 1:45 in the Sunday afternoon, that same afternoon about 3 o'clock or 3:15 exactly, according to my notes, it was Garrett Dennis that was on the news outlets saying we need to outlaw guns, that we need to ban weapons. I find it ironic, ladies and gentlemen, that we have these that by a knee-jerk response will make decisions like that. It's bad enough to do so when it comes to talking about banning weapons and taking away our Second Amendment right. But this is an encroachment, I believe, on the life and liberty of our citizens in Duval County. Councilman Garrett said, and I quote, "I don't want to turn a blind eye to drug use. He says, does not believe people's lives should be ruined by having a small amount of pot. It's the right thing to do," he said. He said, "I don't want to turn a blind eye to drug use. I do not believe we should have our lives ruined by just simply having a small amount of pot." He's saying, ladies and gentlemen, we ought not to have any law enforcement stop anyone with that in the vehicle. We should not make any arrests. We should not fine anybody. We should just simply say, okay, we're going to turn a blind eye to it, let you do what you want to. You can use the pot, and it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, to his benefit, Sheriff Mike Williams and also Mayor Curry both have rejected the idea. Sheriff Williams, in fact, said, "I do not support the decriminalization of marijuana." Ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the statistics on a national level, when you look at the statistics for the states that have introduced medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, when you look at what is taking place in the state of Florida just since medical marijuana was approved in 2016, November of 2016, the enabling legislation didn't go into effect until early 2017, and then further enabling legislation in 2018. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what's happening, if you wonder what this will do to our city, just look at the state of Colorado. Colorado said almost the same thing in 2013 when they introduced recreational marijuana. But now the entire state of Colorado has witnessed an increase of about 547% of crimes in all categories, criminal activities in every category, since the legalization of marijuana in their state. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 831-0917. That's 831-0917. Love to hear from you if you have a different opinion. Love to hear from you if you want to challenge my position on this issue. Love to hear from you if you have anything to add to or say as to what we're seeing taking place in the city of Jacksonville and in the state of Florida in relationship to the destruction of our families and the overdosing and the killing of our kids in the United States of America and in several states. And in particular now, we're finding it increasingly so in the state of Florida. We're talking about legalization of pot in Jacksonville, Florida. We're talking about the horrific damage and danger of what we see taking place and shall take place. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says more Coloradans died last year from drug overdose than any other year in the state's history. Now, let that sink in for a while. And they've had marijuana, both recreational and medical marijuana, now since 2013. Let that sink in. It says in this article, Colorado deaths almost certainly were the worst in the state's history last year as the epidemic morphed into a broader overdose crisis. Death from drugs exploded what has been seen as the hopeful downturn in death from opioid painkillers reversed itself. Death from heroin and cocaine remained as well above the previous 2 years. Altogether, drug overdoses probably killed more people last year than car crashes in the state of Colorado, this article says. And the article further says, yes, it's getting worse and worse, and it continues to grow, as the director of the Colorado Consortium of Prescription Drug Prevention stated. And he goes on to talk about the number of deaths per 100,000 in the state of Colorado, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, the point that I'm making is what's happening in Jacksonville, Florida. The bill has already been introduced. The legislation is already on the tables. The debate has already started. The discussion in the committees and subcommittees will have already taken place. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call on you in a moment to get active, to be proactive, to get involved, and to call and be involved and to stand before city council and say, no, 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 to the introduction of pot in our city. It's enough to call it medical marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, cannabis is making people crazy, this article says. Title of the article, Cannabis Makes People Crazy, the study says. And a conclusion that won't please the states that have legalized the recreational use of marijuana. A study found about a third of the psychotic disorders are caused by cannabis use. The study in The Lancet concluded that taking cannabis daily tripled the chance of developing a mental disorder. But using forms with high levels of active ingredients, THC, made users five times more likely to be affected and to be addicted and to be destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Pandora's box, as this one other article says, Pandora's box in the United States of America. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we have a major problem on our hands. As we think about this across the great state and the Florida and across the great states in America, may I remind us we're now legalizing and legally drugging and destroying our citizens and killing our kids. One study said, and I quote, cannabis makes people crazy. I just read the article. Cannabis makes people crazy. Just ask the Polk County Sheriff Judge, Grady Judd. He's the sheriff of Polk County. Just ask him what marijuana can do in his county. When it gets in the hands of kids in particular. Recently, seven kids were rushed to the emergency room for eating gummy bears that were laced with marijuana. Two of them almost died. Do you want that in Jacksonville? Do we want to legalize it in Jacksonville? It's bad enough for it to be done illegally, and that's increasing exponentially across the nation. And may I simply say, I believe it's because of the push from the other side that's saying, let's legalize it, let's turn our back to it, let's close our eyes to it and pretend it's not happening. Some of the side effects, ladies and gentlemen, of marijuana are simply this, and I've outlined just 8 or 10 of them, but it's far greater than that in cumulative studies. But one of them is that produces heart attacks. It causes schizophrenia. Schizophrenia, where you think somebody's following you. Paranoid schizophrenia, where you are so spaced out that you don't know what's happening in your life. It causes suicide. It produces increased mental disorders. It causes teen deaths via overdose. It produces lung diseases. It produces lung cancer. It causes death by impaired driving. It increases the foreclosures on homes. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. In the state of Colorado, the state of California, and in other states that on the left coast, as I call it, that's had medical marijuana and recreational marijuana now for the past few years, foreclosures have gone up exponentially. Home foreclosures have gone up exponentially. Rentals and the dispossessions have gone up exponentially as a result of moms and dads spending hard-earned money on staying high all the time and spaced out, that ultimately they don't have the funds to pay for the overhead for their families, and the families are dispossessed. They're removed from the homes and live on the streets or have to go and live with relatives. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, the use of marijuana, the sale and use, opens the door for all of the opioids, all of the heroin, all of the cocaine, all of the fentanyl, all of which, according to the studies just last year, said that we average about 76,000 people a year dying from overdoses of those drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't take a genius to recognize what's happening in America. When this article says marijuana's Pandora's box in the United States, the article says, and I'll just skip through, it's about an 8-10 page article. So no surprise that a psychiatrist at Stanford Health Clinic, Healthcare, and a former senior policy advisor at the White House and National Drug Policy Control Policy warns younger users that regular cannabis use carries a risk of reducing your ability to concentrate, to plan, and to remember important details, according to the healthcare investigation. But it gets much worse, this article says. Vaping cannabis has become a very popular fad among young people. The message is pitched that young users that are vaping is much healthier, not doing damage to the lungs and smoking as it does in other use with throat cancer, etc. But listen, but experts are now saying just the opposite is true, because the multiple potency of the THC in the product, and that it's more quickly hits the bloodstream, something that clearly points to the additional addictive nature of marijuana. Goes further. Research out of Johns Hopkins University in Maryland, School of Behavioral Pharmaceutical Research Unit, discovered that no matter how much the HTC, quote, those who vaped marijuana reported more powerful effects, including serious impairments in their reaction time, overall cognitive disabilities, including one research subject who experienced constant hallucinations. The article goes further. The fact that the lobbyists and consumers have often been so impassioned with making recreational and medical marijuana use available that state politicians have put the cart before the horse are the consuming above our safety and health and societal issues. Those are alarming facts when one considers that 10 states, even the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., now allow recreational marijuana use. Over double the number of states now allow medical use of marijuana. The article further states, the truth is that they won't stop the risk of a myriad of THC-laced products that are hitting the shopping shelves and masquerading as normal drug items. They include candy bars, cookies, brownies, gummy bears, beverages, and even dog treats. Ladies and gentlemen, it's sad when you see that it's been put in so many products today that it is shrouding and absolutely deceiving the general public on what they're receiving and the dangers to their life and health as a result of the use of it. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, and this is not something that's published in the fake news, even locally. And I would be willing to tell you that you did not know this. FDLE, that's the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, Duval County has the worst rate of fentanyl deaths in the state of Florida. The Duval County area has the second highest number of fentanyl-related deaths in the state behind Palm Beach County. But relative to its population, there's no place in Florida where the crisis is more pronounced than Duval County. Senator Rob Bradley, Republican from Fleming Island, said, and I quote, "We have a crisis on our hands. We have no choice but to address it. Budgeting effectively and efficiently is about making choices, and this is currently a priority because it is so deeply affecting so many families in the state of Florida, he said. It's hard to come across a family that hasn't been affected by drug addiction. Ladies and gentlemen, we've not heard any high-profile news. The fake news in Jacksonville is not published that on television, radio, or the newsprint. Here's another article talking about the state of Florida in Miami. Drug and alcohol rehab in Miami, Florida. Rehab centers and meetings. With a population of more than 2 million people, Miami-Dade County has numerous treatment centers, support groups, and services available for those with substance or disorder abuse. Unfortunately, substance abuse has an enormous impact on our children. An estimated 2/3 of all children who die in Miami-Dade counties have parents with substance use disorders, and 45% of our children who are taken away from their parents are removed because of drugs. Now, we want that in Duval County. We're saying that we want that in Jacksonville, Florida. We're saying that we're willing to allow Garrett Dennis, because of Gravis and my most humble opinion, that I believe with everything in me, the motivation so many times behind these wonderful sounding bills that they're introducing come from the lobbyists. And I would tell you that in the state of Florida, the pot lobbyists are absolutely heavy-handed in every county and every municipality across the state today, trying to push bills like this, advocating for the legalization of pot in Jacksonville, Florida. Garrett Dennis, City Councilman, District 9. Yes, Garrett Dennis may advocate for the murder of our teens and children, but we must ask Garrett Dennis the question, just how much did you receive for this? Just how much did the lobbyists give you? Just how much have the lobbyists promised you to introduce such a demonic, deadly, devastating bill in our city? The Florida Times Union, the writer Christopher Hong, said that Miami-Dade, Broward counties, Cocoa Beach, and Palm Beach counties have passed similar laws or similar reduced the pursuit of interdiction of marijuana use. Ladies and gentlemen, what the writer in the Florida Times Union did not say when he advocated this in a subtle fashion, when he advocated this bill that Garrett Dennis has introduced by stating that Miami-Dade and Broward counties and Cocoa Beach and Palm Beach counties have passed similar legislation. Ladies and gentlemen, look at the statistics. I dare you, pull up Google and just Google Miami-Dade counties, Broward counties, and Palm Beach and Cocoa counties, and Google the drug problems in those counties. And you will find that it is absolutely devastating to the populace in the southern part of Florida as a result of these same type laws. And we want them in Jacksonville. We're wanting to introduce a bill that will allow Jacksonville to be like South Florida. It's bad enough with the sorriness of the voting of the Democratic Party and the stealing of votes by the Democratic Party in Southern Florida. But it's absolutely unheard of that we would talk about Jacksonville wanting to be like Miami-Dade and Broward and Cocoa Beach and Palm Beach counties as a result of the destruction of our family units with drugging them to death. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, all we need to do is look at states like Colorado, California, that are now caught in the grip of the drug greed decisions that they made just a few years ago. Yes, Colorado is receiving $253 million a year in tax revenue. But one statistical data article that I researched said that for every dollar they're taking in drug tax money, they're spending $4.50 in rehab solutions, societal problems that have so exponentially increased that it's costing $4.50 per $1 they're taking in for the drug tax. Ladies and gentlemen, it's horrific. Here's an article that says Colorado reaches a record high for overdose fatalities. The article further says, drugs are killing more Coloradans than ever. This article then says, while the suffering is pervasive, it is hitting some areas of the state harder than others. And it goes on to differentiate between the counties. And Denver, Colorado is the apex of it all. In fact, in Denver, Colorado, as a result of substance abuse and homelessness in Denver, Colorado, as a result of foreclosures because of the pot being used and sold, And they have set up injection sites, now wanting to set up all over the state of Colorado, particularly in Denver, where the potheads are so pervasive and becoming so delusional and drugged out. They're setting up injection sites where a pothead can go to an injection site and have a free injection so that he's not using a bad needle, as they're calling it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's sad when we understand that rapes and robberies and foreclosures and home invasions, domestic violence and teen suicides and teen deaths have exponentially increased in the state of Colorado as a result of just exactly what Garrett Dennis is wanting to do in Duval County here in Jacksonville now. I say no, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's time that we recognize that we cannot sit back in silence and allow those that are being, remunerated in some fashion behind closed doors or in their coffers for re-elections. Garrett Dennis is already in his second term, so he's termed out. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that he has aspirations for the State House, and I believe, this is my personal opinion, I believe that there's some introduction of funds into a campaign account to give him the head start for a campaign for the State House, being funded on the backs of moms and dads and sons and daughters and teens in the city of Jacksonville that will destroy our lives and the lives of our family members. Ladies and gentlemen, if it sounds like I'm upset with it, it's because I am. If it sounds like I'm passionate about it, it's because I am. If it sounds like I'm zealous about it, it's because I am. I make no apologies for it. I believe it's time that Christians from the pulpits and from the pew stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and say to the city council, no, 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 on the introduction of this legislation that will destroy our city. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says substance abuse trends in Colorado. Colorado ranked number one in the consumption of all four substances, opioid killers, painkillers, alcohol, cocaine, and marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say again, in the event you've not heard it, marijuana is the gateway drug for every other drug that is on the shelves in the marketplace across America today. This article further says drug abuse in Colorado is fatal. More people in Colorado were killed by drugs and alcohol abuse than by car crashes in the state's history. Colorado's substance abuse problem keeps getting worse, the article says. The crisis is statewide, and many rural areas do not have the health care or first responders resources to save lives and to help struggling people into some type of abuse, substance abuse treatment centers. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says Florida's biggest threats. Listen to this. Florida's biggest threats. As with most eastern and southern states, cocaine is the biggest threat, along with marijuana. Did you hear me as I read it? I'm reading right from the article. Florida's biggest threats. As with most eastern and southern states, Colorado's cocaine is the biggest threat, along with marijuana. Florida, the trends in addiction. This article says, Florida has been drifting in recent years. Now people are more often seeking treatment just for illicit drug addiction by itself rather than alcohol addiction or alcohol and drug addiction together, possibly related to the increase in prescription drugs abuse and addiction and the use of marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, and we're talking about allowing this to happen. Let me just give you a couple of numbers. Garrett Dennis's telephone number is 630-1395. That's Garrett Dennis. He's in District 9. He's the one that's introduced this legislation that will legalize pot in the city of Jacksonville. Garrett Dennis's email address is garrettd@coj.net. garrettd@coj.net. We must say no, ladies and gentlemen. We must not allow this legislation to survive. It must be voted down. It must be shelved. You must call today, 630-1395, and say to Garrett Dennis, no, 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 on killing our kids in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.